All this week, we've been doing a little comparative journalism project, looking at what the national media is saying about some of the presidential candidates versus what their hometown journalists know about these people running for president. So far, a New York reporter has told us that Republican Rudy Giuliani deserves some credit for helping the city, but not all of it, and boy, he has a temper. North Carolinians say Democrat John Edwards seems to be a really nice person, but he spends a lot of money and a little time representing them in the Senate. And now we turn to the man the mainstream media seems to have a man crush on right now, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, running for the GOP nod. Let's review his record in Arkansas since he's just topped the Iowa opinion polls. Helping us out is Ron Breeding. He's the news and program director at KUAR Radio in Little Rock, an NPR affiliate. Yep, he's covered Huckabee's career since before the man was even governor. Hi, Ron.
Good morning, Allison.
So good morning. Since Huckabee's surge, yeah, you've had some time to reflect on the mainstream media's coverage of the man. Have I got it right?
I like your phrase man crush, because I think a lot of us in Arkansas have been amused slightly by the glowing first round of coverage in the national media. Huckabee is a very, very media savvy person, having grown up working not only in the pulpit as a pastor, but also starting on radio here in small town Arkansas when he was 16 years old or so, and has run various communications projects, radio and TV stations, as part of his ministry before he got into government. So we knew he was really quite charming and quite funny and quite glib, and certainly the national media have fallen in love with him over the past few months. There is another side. There are other things about him that are just beginning to emerge in the national coverage.
Yeah, this whole charm campaign, he worked a little bit of it on us here on the Bryant Park Project.
I saw the ping pong.
Listen to
Maybe you thought it was charming. I lost.
Listen to him answer my question about his relationship with another former governor of Arkansas.
I'm sorry.
Listen to this piece of our interview we had with Mike Huckabee.
Bill
about
Clinton and Hillary went through some horrible experiences in their marriage because of some of the reckless behavior that he has admitted he had. I'm not defending him on that. It's indefensible. But just not even let it get lost on us that they kept their marriage together. They raised a magnificent daughter. Chelsea is everything you'd hope a daughter to be. But they kept their marriage together. And a lot of the Republicans who have condemned them and who talk about their platform of family values, interestingly, didn't keep their own families together. Give Bill and Hillary Clinton credit for doing something that we say they should have done.
So, has he always been Mr. Nice Guy?
Well, you know, I think you're seeing right there a very generous streak, dare I say, Christian streak that the governor has shown often over his career. But there is also a more prickly side, a very defensive, combative Huckabee that we haven't seen much in the national media yet. Just this week, I saw the first mention of it when someone asked him a question about creationism. He showed a little annoyance that, why do I always get these questions about religion? So you're going to see more of that, and certainly here in Arkansas, the thing that really got his goat was questions about his own ethics. And there were constant mini scandals. Typically, they didn't amount to a whole lot, but things are going on constantly with regard to his personal things. Things he was found guilty of ethics violations are like a gift of a canoe from the Coca-Cola bottlers that he did not report, $300, things like that that really didn't amount to a lot, but they dealt with his personal benefit, things given to him in terms of gifts or monies, and he got very defensive when anyone asked about those sorts of things.
Yeah, he had 14 different complaints. I believe he was fined for about five of them, about $1,000 each. There's one charge that the Attorney General, State Attorney General, has cleared him of, but apparently it really happened when he left the governor's office. He used about $13,000 in state funds to destroy 91 computer hard drives.
Yeah, and by the time he left office, he was certainly very adversarial with many in the news media here. I like to think that my relationship covering him from the start was sort of a playfully adversarial relationship. He seemed to kind of relish answering our what we like to think were tough questions at times. But others in the media that wrote stories about him in the paper that were not flattering, he condemned in the harshest of terms. In fact, the reporter for the statewide paper that first broke this story about the crushing of the hard drives, was condemned as for Jason Blair type tactics, and really just kind of out there stuff that that Huckabee will say at times, certainly whenever. He was leaving office. He knew that there was going to be a lot of interest, especially if he ran for president, in his career. And so he took the step of overriding the hard drives multiple times and then having them physically crushed. And a member of his staff supervised that personally to make sure that that happened, leaving no possible trace of email evidence or other things behind.
Mike Huckabee's had to respond to some of these claims. Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday asked him about it, and Governor Huckabee claimed it was all about partisanship. I think we have a soundbite of Huckabee on Fox News.
If you look at the politics of this state, the people who were not happy that I was governor, remember, I was only the fourth Republican elected in 150 years. I was sort of a lone wolf out here. They couldn't attack the fact that I was getting things done, like building roads and reforming health care and education. So it got to be the politics of personal destruction.
Two-point question. Is he right, and did he do all the things he claims to have done?
He did a lot of things. In fact, most people in Arkansas will look at Huckabee, Democrats and Republicans alike, and give him credit for a lot of major accomplishments. He served as long as anybody since Clinton, and before that, going back to Faubus. In his 12 years in office, Huckabee, his greatest accomplishment is something he points to called Our Kids First. It's a children's health insurance program that is pointed to as a model for other states. He had major education reforms. He tackled and took on some very important issues and got a lot of important things accomplished with a Democratic majority legislature. A lot of people don't realize that Arkansas, though we are in the South and most of the South has gone pretty strongly Republican, our state continues to elect. We have two U.S. senators who are Democrats. Most of our locally elected officials, the majority of our state legislature are Democrats, and yet Huckabee did manage to get things accomplished with them when they found common ground on issues. On other issues, they would clash and demagogue one another, and there were times when they really seemed to not be able to get along at all. But for the most part, Huckabee did get along with the Democrats who, by necessity, he had to work with in terms of getting anything accomplished in the legislature.
Ron Breeding, News and Program Director at NPR affiliate station KUAR Radio in Little Rock, Arkansas. Thanks for walking us through that, Ron.
Thanks, you guys.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, the best song in the world today, We Swears, it will happen. If we have to cancel the rest of the show to get this segment in, that's our commitment to the best song in the world. Coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.